Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Get on the Right Boat. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come today ready to receive from your precious word. Thank you for teaching us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic. Get on the right boat. My friends, Jonah got on the wrong boat. He made a wrong decision that we can all learn from. Let's talk about getting on the right boat, and let's learn some lessons from Jonah's experience, and start in Jonah chapter 1, reading today out of the New King James Bible. Verse 1, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, To arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. 3, But Jonah arose, to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. My friends, have you ever gone the wrong direction away from the calling of God? I'm sure if we're all honest, we'd have to say yes. But thank God that his mercies are new every day. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. 5. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down to the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and was fast asleep. 6. So the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. 7. They said to one another, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. 8. Then they said to him, Please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? 9. So he said to them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. 10. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. 11. And they said to him, What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. 12. And he said to them, Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that this great tempest is because of me. 13. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. 14. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, We pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. 15. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. My friends, oftentimes when we make bad decisions, it affects other people. And that becomes more complicated in our lives. Of course, it's bad enough when it affects our life in a bad way, but we affect other people around us. So it's so important for us to follow God and make the right decisions. 16. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. My friends, God is so merciful. He prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, because God is merciful, and he was giving him another chance. Now let's go to Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. 2, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. He answered me, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. 3, you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. 4, then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. 5, the water surrounded me even to my soul. The deep closed around me. weeds were wrapped around my head. My friends, isn't it amazing we get into trouble sometimes? That's when we want to call on the Lord. But thank God, Jonah did the right thing. He repented. 6, I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. 8, those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. 9, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. 10, so the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. My friends, Jonah was very thankful, even though he smelled like whale barf. And sometimes we get ourselves in difficult situations. It may be kind of a bad situation in the natural, but thank God that he'll deliver us from these difficult situations. Jonah 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, to arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3-day journey in extent. 4. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. My friend, Jonah made the correct decision the second time God told him to go to Nineveh. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. 6. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, neither let man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water. 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. 9. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? 10. Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. My friends, God's mercies are new every day. These wicked people repented, and God, full of mercy, forgave those people. Now let's read the beginning part of Jonah 4. 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. 2. So he prayed to the Lord and said, ah, Lord, was not this what I had said when I was still in my country? Therefore I fled previously to Tarshish, for I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. 3. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. 4. Then the Lord said, is it right for you to be angry? We'll have to stop there. You know, Jonah, instead of rejoicing that the Lord relented and did not punish these people and their wickedness, he was upset because he thought they were so wicked they didn't deserve forgiveness. And we can't be that way with the people in our lives. The most wicked person that we all know is loved by God, and God wants that person to repent. And we should have that very same heart. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for the lessons we can learn from your word of God, and today, especially on Jonah, that we should not run away from you. We should obey you, Father, because you always know what's best, Father. Thank you for your mercy. We miss you, Lord. Thank you for helping us and pointing us in the right direction each and every day, Lord. And we choose to get on the right boat. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.